athletes in town for the Freeride World Tour say skiing in Haines is a dream come true. And a Bureau of Land Management representative talks about how activities like heliskiing and mining are handled on federal land in the Northern Lynn Canal. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Some of the most debated activities in the Northern Lynn Canal, like heliskiing and mining, happen on federal lands. 320,000 acres are managed by Dennis Teitzel of the Bureau of Land Management. He spoke with KHNS's Margaret Friedenauer on some of the issues he's watching in the Haines and Skagway areas.
Teitzel is responsible for BLM land stretching from Cantwell to Ketchikan. He says the one unusual thing about the lands he manages around Haines and Skagway is the local community involvement.
Here, you know, in the Haines area, we have a very engaged, very concerned, you know, borough government. And so, which is a good thing because it helps us in determining, you know, which issues are important.
Two particularly interesting issues to Chilkat Valley residents are heliskiing and mining. The BLM hasn't had much to do with commercial heliskiing near Haines in recent years. Regulation of the industry falls mostly to the Haines borough. But BLM actually has more control over heliskiing than people might realize. That's because they have authority over 40% of the 250,000 acres that could be used for commercial heliskiing in the borough. But the federal agency hasn't given permission to use any of those lands in about a decade. That happened when the land management plan called the Ring of Fire was appealed.
Years ago, you know, when the Ring of Fire plan was approved and then the appeals went on, the BLM stopped permitting heliskiing because that was one of the issues that was protested. And one of the, and the main concern is the goat habitat because of the uniqueness of the goat population in this area.
2 years ago, it was discovered at least one local company operated on BLM land without permission. That happened when a skier died after a cornice collapse, and the company, Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures, reported the location of the accident to the Haines Borough. SEBA struck a plea deal and paid a fine for the infraction.
And that's what kind of brought it all to light, that it was still going on, and kind of brought up the fact that there still was a need for permitting on BLM.
Teitzel says he consulted with the borough, Lynn Canal Conservation, Tuckshinnuck Watershed Council, Klukwan, and Chilkoot Indian Association before granting 3 commercial heliski permits this season near Haines for a total of 300 landings. He says the department will continue to work with the borough and companies to examine permits each season while work on the Ring of Fire plan continues. BLM is also watching the Constantine Mineral Resources exploration at the Palmer Project. Teitzel says BLM gets involved in mining issues at various steps, and one is when a company disturbs more than 5 acres of land while exploring. Constantine is currently at 4.9 acres of disturbance between its drilling platforms and the road they reestablished along Glacier Creek last year. If the company wants to continue exploring on more land, it will have to file a plan with BLM. Teitzel says the agency has talked to Constantine about what is required in a plan for expansion, but hasn't received one yet. If they do, and once BLM decides that the plan is complete, the agency will start a public process on the plan, also called the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA.
And the public NEPA process, you know, depending upon how extensive the plan is, it'll take from, you know, several months to, you know, a year or more, you know, depending upon, you know, what it is we need to do. And we don't know what that is until we receive a plan.
Teitzel discussed other issues with local officials and organizations during his visit, including the shooting range / dump and Mount Rapinski trailhead at 7 miles Haines Highway. In Skagway, BLM permits helicopter flight seeing tours. Teitzel says the only other issue BLM is aware of in Skagway is an informal inquiry for a flood monitoring station on BLM land. Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friedenauer.
Some of the best big mountain skiers and snowboarders in the world are in Haines this week for the Freeride World Tour. After taking on slopes in France, Andorra, and Austria, the tour is holding its first ever Alaska stop. 36 athletes will face off to qualify for the final event in Switzerland. Organizers had hoped to hold the competition in Haines this morning, but it was postponed due to weather, and now they're hoping Thursday will work out. We talked to some of the athletes at the Sheldon Museum's welcoming reception on Friday. Reina Barkered is a freeride champion from Sweden. He's skied in 7 freeride world tours, gliding down slopes all over the world, but he's never been to Haines.
And of course, I learned about Haines watching ski movies, and it's been renowned big mountain skiing mecca for a long time. So I think it's every skier's dream to once at least come here and ride these incredible mountains.
Ski mecca, that's what the freeride athletes and organizers keep calling Haines.
Because Alaska is one of the best places in the world for this kind of skiing. That's the terrain, the snow, and one place where every rider's dream to come.
Stefan Don is a freeride guide. He's one of the dozen or so people dedicated to safety on the tour. He and Dr. Mark Koenig say the remoteness of Haines adds to what makes it a ski mecca.
It's very wild. Nobody. In the Alps, it's very close.
Yeah.
So you can discover...
It's a very remote place, and we can feel it. We came this morning with the ferry, with the boat. It's a long, long, long way. I mean, 4 or 5 hours. And we can feel like this is not the end of the world, but that's very, very far away from everything. So for us, that's what we like also.
Remote also means expensive. That's why the freeride hasn't come to Alaska before. General Manager Nicholas Hale Woods says it's been a dream for years.
Because Alaska is not only the last frontier, it's free skiing and free riding's heaven.
He says in the past, there hasn't been enough money to bring the huge competition to Alaska.
And this year, we could assemble the budget to finally do it, and we chose Haines.
Hainesboro officials say it's costing Freeride almost $1 million to hold an event here. Hale Woods says video and broadcast production is the biggest expense. Freeride sets up a production tent on the mountain and live streams video coverage. Here's some sound from the live stream in Andorra.
Such a nice rider.
That was so close! Unbelievable!
Almost blew it, but didn't. Okay, well,
we nearly checked.
Hale Woods says that's done by a staff of 30 people. That means there are almost as many video production crew members as there are athletes competing. So how does the competition actually work? Barkered explains.
Whoever skis down a mountain in the nicest possible and coolest way wins. And this is all based out of what we call an overall impression. Basically meaning the one with the most wow factor in the run wins. They're looking for something that looks like a ski movie. So you want to go fast, you want to jump big cliffs, if you can, do a trick in the middle in there, and all this accumulates points to create a score.
Barkered is ranked 3rd in the men's ski bracket right now. He and a lot of other competitors are from European countries. But there are also some American athletes, even a few from Alaska.
It's really exciting to be in my home state.
Hazel Birnbaum is a skier from Moose Pass who lives in California. Right now, she's ranked 3rd among the female skiers. She says Haines is the only stop on this tour where the ski runs are solely accessible by helicopter. Instead of competing near a ski resort, they'll be competing in the backcountry.
With the helicopter, we can access terrain that we normally could never access. So it opens up a whole world of possibilities.
In Haines, like all the free ride stops, safety is a big concern. Here's Stefan Don again.
We need to make sure the face we chose is not in the big, avalanche danger zone. But we are not 100% sure, never, because it's big mountain everywhere.
Local heliski company co-owner Scott Sundberg was caught in an avalanche while scouting ski conditions last week for this competition. He wasn't seriously injured. Another non-fatal avalanche happened at the freeride stop in Austria. The French skier who triggered it didn't qualify for the next phase of the competition. Hale Woods says everyone knows how great the skiing is in Haines, but they didn't know that they'd get such a warm welcome from the town.
We've been really surprised by the welcoming of the Haines community.
Hale Woods says he's not sure whether Freeride will come back to Haines in the future. It depends on budget and how smoothly the competition goes. But he says the welcome the town's given the visitors definitely won't hurt. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.